You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. This is our feature, Transfer Time Tunnel. And money, money, money must be funny in a football world. Money, 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 always sunny in a transfer time tunnel. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Why am I singing ABBA? Because I love ABBA. But I'm singing ABBA as well because this is the new feature all about money. And it's solely based on Romelu Lukaku's and Kyle Walker's transfer to Manchester United and Man City. 75 mil for Lukaku, 50 mil for Walker. The Premier League money is eye-watering. It feels almost like these transfer fees aren't real anymore, doesn't it? It feels mad. Absolutely mad. So, welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. It's a good idea, isn't it? What they would be worth in today's current climate. Have you ever thought about what the original Brazilian Ronaldo would cost if Lukaku cost 75? Yeah, it's worth thinking about, isn't it? Or what Real Madrid's team, which won 5 European Cups in the 50s, would cost? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is, it's Liverpool's 1978 European Cup winning team, which included the likes of Kenny Dalglish, Graham the Hardman Souness, and Alan, you'll never win anything with kids, Hansen. So, what do? We start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each individual player now, then we'll work out the team's total. I'm going to make a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Currently, England's 1966 World Cup winning squad is our highest totalling transfer squad. A massive 740 mil, beating Brazil's 2002 World Cup winning squad, which was worth, I thought, 699 mil. So, how much are the Scousers going to cost? So, here we go. Let's go. In goal, for them, in the 1978 European Cup final against Bruges, which they won 1-0, was goalkeeper Ray Clements. 5 First Division titles, FA Cup, 3 European Cups, played 61 times for England. If Jordan Pickford costs 30 mil after getting relegated with Sunderland, Ray Clem is going to be pricey. 29 in 1978, though, but still one of the world's best keepers. I think he'd be worth £60 million. Right, this final, Liverpool played 4-4-2 against Bruges. So let's start with their right back, Phil Neal. He is Liverpool's most decorated player in their whole history. In fact, no Englishman can boast more medals. The fullback helped bring 22 bits of silverware to Anfield. Wow. He scored against Rome in the European Cup final a couple of years later. 50 caps for England. Undoubtedly, he was better than Kyle Walker, who cost 50 mil this transfer. 26-year-old in 1978. Got to be 60 mil again. I think he'd be worth 60 mil easy. Into the centre-backs. Two world-class centre-backs for Liverpool that night. Alan Hansen, the first. What a brilliant ball-playing centre-half. Calm under pressure, tall, simply one of the best British centre-halves of all time. And, to top it off, great pundit once he retired. If Bobby Moore cost 80 million when I did the 66 squad, Alan Hansen has to be worth the same. So I think Alan Hansen, in today's market, would cost 80 mil. Hansen's centre-back partner that night is another brilliant pundit, Phil Thompson. Bill Paisley said of Tomo, "I regard Phil as one of the best possible examples of true professionalism. His greatest asset as a player is his ability to read the game. He showed that gift even as a teenager. He is not the biggest man physically for the role in defence, but his football brain is outstanding." Bill Paisley said that about Phil Thompson. 24 in 1976, won 3 European Cups for Liverpool. I'm going £55 million. He wasn't as good as Hansen, so that's why I've put him at that price. Left back, Emlyn Hughes, the captain of Liverpool that night. 665 caps for the Scousers. Do you know what? He never started one game as a sub. PFA, Footballer of the Year 1977. I'm going to go 60 mil again. Do you know how much the back four and goalkeeper I think would cost in today's market? 305 mil, and it'd be a lot better than what Man City's got this summer.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Into midfield, Jimmy Case, 3 times Champions League winner, known to have one of the hardest shots in football. English in 1978. In today's current climate, he would have been 24. I'm going 45 million. Just because he's not one of Liverpool's greatest players. Good player, but I'm going to go 45 million because I've been going for some really, really extortionate prices already. Here we go. If we thought Liverpool had good centre-backs, their centre midfield is not too bad as well. Graham Souness was in the midfield. This guy is my type of player. Tough, highly competitive, a bear of a footballer with the delicacy of a violin... let's start that again. Graham Souness, a bear of a player with the delicacy of a violinist. That's how one onlooker once eloquently described Graham Souness. Not like me, I couldn't eloquently describe it because I couldn't get my words out. But what a player. 15 major trophies in 6 years for Liverpool. 25 years old in 1978, which means if he was that age now, you've got to be looking at a similar price that Pogba cost. Surely. That's why I'm going to go for Graham Souness, even though in today's football he'd get sent off every week. I'm going to go £85 million it cost. Not too bad there, Graham, is it? His centre midfield partner was Terry McDermott. This guy scored 81 goals from midfield in 300 games. That's insane. If Pogba can get anywhere near that for Man United, they would have got the money's worth. Another tough but brilliant player for Liverpool. I wouldn't want to be an opposing midfielder facing McDermott and Souness. 27, 1978 in his prime years. I'm going to go a cool 60 mil in today's climate. Left mid that night, Ray Kennedy. Won every domestic honour for Liverpool and for Arsenal. England international, one of the best wingers in British football at the time. 50 mil in today's market, I think. Wow, we've somehow raced to the centre-forwards, which is great. I was worried we were going to run out of time. Right, centre-forwards that day. First off, David Fairclough, 21 years old when he won this European Cup final for his boyhood club. 37 goals in 90 starts. That's not too shabby, is it? Two European Cup wins in 90 starts. Three league titles. Yeah, that's a bit of me, really. Imagine what it'd be worth at that age now. But he didn't really go on to achieve greatness as a Liverpool player. He was loved by the fans, but he couldn't get in ahead of Dalglish and Toshak. So I'm going to go 35 mil, because he was still young back then. Now, here we go. This is the one I've been waiting for. Arguably, Liverpool's greatest ever player, Sir King Kenny Dalglish. Managed Liverpool. He scored the only goal in the European Cup final, which I'm talking about, in 1978. So he would have been the best player in the world at that current moment. Over 100 caps for Scotland, 27 years old when he scored that goal. I think King Kenny would be worth, in today's market, at least £135 million, which makes Liverpool's 1978 European Cup final team worth a massive £715 million if you're buying them all today, which falls, weirdly, short of England's 1966 squad, but in front of Brazil's 2002 World Cup winning squad. If you've got any suggestions about which squad I should do in Transfer Time Tunnel next week, tweet me at Alex Mearns and I'll do it. Which of the best squads in history? Maybe I should do Leicester's Premier League squad. I'm sure their price would go up even in the last 2 years. That's how crazy the transfer market is at the moment.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do. Simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on the Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at the Football Hour and DM us your details and I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you. I need you, football friends.